Dean Headley, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad you're here. And I wanted to ask you about what is the airline quality rating?
It's a look at the commercial airline operations within the United States, the domestic system. We try and rate the performance of the, in this year, 14 different airlines that carry the majority of all the passengers in the U.S.
And so let's get to the results, because a lot of people want to know. I know that there's like four basic areas that you cover. If you could share with us some of the results of the comprehensive study.
Sure. This year, we looked at, as I said, 14 airlines, and we look at four areas: on-time performance, mishandled bags, customer complaints, and a thing called involuntary denied boardings, bumpings, if you would. And when you look at those types of things as an industry, on-time performance and baggage handling all got better this year, which is a good thing since we're paying for the bags. And secondly, the involuntary denied boardings and customer complaints all got a little worse. Overall, the volume of complaints is up about 20%.
Why is that?
Two things, I think, come into that. Number one, when you were looking at involuntary denied boardings, that's basically you being yanked off an airplane when you don't plan to be. That's pretty much the beginning of a complaint. Secondly, when you look at some of the issues that come out of this, we have combined airlines. United Continental took a big hit in complaints, one of the biggest reasons. So there's fewer seats available, more people flying. People don't get the seats they want necessarily. And evidently, they're a little more unhappy about that.
So according to the report, Southwest, again, had the lowest consumer complaints.
Yes, they typically have a very good low consumer complaint rate, usually the lowest in the industry.
And United had the highest?
Yes, United, and it's the combined United Continental airline. So this is the first year where they're both together. But anytime you have a combined airline system, you're going to have some time when things don't work quite the way they used to. And you have two groups that kind of complain because it's not like it used to be. Now, over time, that will work out. How long? Don't know.
What do you find that consumers really want to know when they look at this report?
Well, I think each consumer probably tracks the airline they fly the most to see how they've done. You know, we're all interested in our own little world. But at the same token, they want to see who's performing better than others. And typically, you can expect that the airlines that are what you might call the more low-fare carrier types, AirTran, typically Hawaiian, JetBlue, Alaska, some of those are all generally near the top of the ratings. And the legacy carriers, the United, Deltas, those tend to be more in the middle. And the what I call the kind of the fulfillment carriers, SkyWest and ExpressJet and American Eagle, and some of those tend to be a little lower down in the ratings.
Dean Headley, what was surprising about this report, or was there something that really stuck out this year? Because what, it's the 23rd year?
23rd year we've been doing this. It's just that the airline industry does a pretty good job. And here again, on time got better, 82% on time. That's amazing for the complexity of the system that we have. And they're only losing less than half the bags that they lost just 3 or 4 years ago. So as the consumer experience, because those are the two things we see the most, being on time and getting there with my possessions, generally speaking, those are coming out better. And although we're paying a little more for that, I do think that that's a noteworthy item for the industry.
What about trends? Because I know, what was it last year? It was the fourth consecutive year overall that the airlines did well. So are you seeing some trends with these results?
Well, we're in a good period right now for airline travel. Performance-wise, it seems to be good. 2007 was the worst year in the 20-some-year history of this rating system. And since then, it's gotten better and better.
So,
well, there's a new thing on the horizon.
Tell me.
There's a small airline, Samoa Airlines. Their ticket prices are based purely on your weight.
Really?
Yes. So much per kilo. And we're kind of waiting to see. And I've said for a long time that all an airline does is move weight from one place to another, whether that be a bag or a person or cargo, it's weight. So why aren't they charging a passenger by weight? It's got huge social ramifications.
I was going to ask you about that, whether or not some might find that discriminatory or,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, very, very much discriminatory, invasion of privacy, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, if you get down to the basics of that, it solves some other issues. If it's weight, it's weight. I don't care what kind of weight it is. Baggage fees go away. If you and your bag weigh 300 pounds, then you pay for 300 pounds. If you don't want to carry that much in your baggage, then you're not going to pay that much. So there are some kind of interesting twists to the pricing. I suspect that the airlines will look heavily at this idea. It's been tried a time or two before, but I don't think it's ever been done quite this way. It'd be very interesting to watch. I think it's the coming. They charge for everything now. Why shouldn't they charge for some entity, weight, that's what they move? So we'll wait and see. It's going to be fun to watch.
Dean Headley is co-author of the Airline Quality Rating from Wichita State University. Thank you, Dr. Headley, for joining me during Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you.